The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today here on Sunny 95. And I think we're going to have a great show today. On the phone with us is our guest. Our guest is Troy Evans. Troy Evans is a former bank robber. That's what it says on his website, and so it's okay to say that, and he'll explain that in a little bit. You're probably wondering why we have a former bank robber on the show, and Troy will explain that as well. Before we go to that, though, let me just mention Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And by the way, by being a former bank robber, Troy actually wound up in prison, so that's where this question came from. The question of the day is, what do prisoners make out of toothbrushes? Is it A, a file, B, a shiv or shank, or C, chopsticks? Your guesses are welcome at 459-9769, or you can send emails to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's for the people that are shy, don't want to be on the radio. You can send me an email. Again, 459-9769, 459-WSNY. All right, so Troy, I'm going to go ahead and introduce Troy. And Troy, like I said, is a former bank robber. On November 12, 1992, Troy Evans was sentenced to 13 years in federal prison. He was convicted of 5 armed robberies in 3 states over a 6-month crime spree and was sent to the Federal Correctional Complex in Florence, Colorado. His neighbors included such notorious criminals as Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols. Troy was released on December 13, 1999, over 7.5 years later. Despite the obstacles that only prison can produce, Troy was determined that his time behind bars would not be wasted time. Education would be his saving grace. After 6 months of filling out applications, writing essays, begging, pleading, and selling, Troy landed his first scholarship for one class. That was a beginning. And then, when Troy walked out of the doors of prison, he carried with him 2 degrees, both obtained with a 4.0 GPA and designation on the Dean's List and President's List. Troy is now a motivational speaker who shares his story and lessons learned with audiences of all ages. Troy, thank you for getting up and being on my show today.
It's my pleasure, Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for having me on.
We actually met at, it was about a year ago, November, at a dental seminar called the Best Seminar Ever, TBSE. In fact, there's a picture of you and I together on dentallyspeaking.com. People can see that you're so much bigger than me, I look like a little lump in your pocket.
I'm looking at it right now. It's a great picture of you.
When I saw you talk, and by the way, it's very impactful, and anybody that's looking for a motivational speaker, you should think of Troy. He does a great job. The room was silent, and there were probably 3,200 people in that room, and it was silent when Troy was speaking. And I just think it's such a great story. Troy wrote a book called From Desperation to Dedication, and his second book was just released. Oh, that's in hardback, but the other book is for is like a training module, right, for banks and things.
It is, yeah. My company produced a program, a kind of a robbery prevention, apprehension, recovery, a training tool that financial institutions can use. So, I've got 3 or 4 other books and/or DVDs projects that I'm working on. So I've got my fingers in several different pies, trying to make a difference in several different areas.
Sounds like you're a busy guy.
I am.
Now, I want to find out, obviously this is a dental show, so we want to talk about dentistry. I guess I want to know is, how many times did you see a dentist while you were in prison? You were there for over 7.5 years.
I was there for over 7.5 years, and to be honest with you, I really wasn't interested in seeing a dentist unless I absolutely had to.
Well, that's no different than the general population.
Well, that's true. I don't know if it's on my list of favorite things to do out here in the free world either, but it's necessary. I mean, it's necessary, and actually, it wasn't that bad. I had some fillings replaced, had a couple of cavities while I was in there, and I don't know, probably five or six times over those 7.5 years, I found myself in the chair, and it was pretty much optional if you wanted to have your yearly evaluation and that type of thing. But you know, I definitely took advantage of it, and while it wasn't always under the best conditions, it was adequate, and it got me through those 7.5 years. And now I'm out here, and got a great dentist that I like here in Arizona, and he's taking good care of me.
That's good. That's good, because I was wondering how it worked. I wasn't sure if it was only emergency care or you can actually make an appointment to see the dentist for exams and cleaning. Sounds like you could make an appointment?
You could. I don't know if I'd call it an appointment. You put your name on a sign-up sheet, and when and if they could get around to you. Obviously, they needed to take care of the most pressing matters first, and then after that, it freed them up to take care of kind of the annual cleanings and exams and that type of thing. But like I said, it wasn't under the best conditions, but it was adequate, and you know, you think of maybe some of the places that our troops are going through and that type of thing right now. I talked to a guy today that just got back from Iran and said what a wonderful root canal he had a couple of days ago compared to the conditions he was being treated under over in those countries. So we count our blessings. That's all.
Really?
We do.
So, who pays for the care? Is it free? Is it free? And if you have access to money, can you pay for better care? Or how does that
no,
work?
No, that's not the way it works. It's free in that you know, obviously the taxpayers pick it up, but it's obviously not free in that you're paying a price of freedom for being in there. So, regardless of what kind of care you're getting in there, you're not a free person. You're not a free man. So you are paying a price in a sense. But yeah, it is picked up by the taxpayers, and there weren't any options for paying additional for further care or for maybe better care. But you know, it was what it was, and, mm-hmm. and like I said, it was adequate.
All right, now I'm getting ahead of myself. Maybe I'll go there now though, because I'm looking at your website, and you've got this beautiful smile, and I'm wondering, when you got out of prison, what condition was your mouth in? And it looks to me like you've maybe had to have some dental work done to get that smile. Am I right?
I have, actually, substantial. My dentist here in Phoenix went in and replaced all the fillings I had with gold, and I have a new crown on one of my front teeth. And so I had extensive work done once I was released. You know, obviously, the care you receive inside of a prison isn't going to be top of the line, but you know, it like I said, it got me through. And once I got here in the free world and got connected with a dentist that I like, there was some major work that needed to be done over a couple of years. And I appreciate and like my new smile, and enjoy looking at it in the mirror every day.
Well, for somebody that's a public speaker like yourself, it's very important. And I don't know if you'd be accepted as well as you are if you didn't look like the businessman that you are now.
Well, that's true. You only get one chance to make a first impression, so I think a nice smile is a big part of that. So, like I said, I tip my hat to the dentist I have here in the Valley, and he's done a fantastic job on creating a great smile for me.
That sounds great. Now, how would you rate the quality of prison dentistry? I mean, you've been out now, you have a great dentist there. Would it be, you know, pretty low or medium or better than you thought, or?
You know, I'd have to say probably a little less than I thought it would be.
Okay.
You know, obviously the conditions aren't the best. And a lot of it's budget. You know, they're forced to work under a certain budget when it comes to medical and dental and that type of thing. You know, so that, I mean, you know, the top of the line, you know, equipment, and you know, you weren't always given what I thought should be an adequate amount of Novocaine and, you know, things like that. And I mean, it's not meant to be a comfortable place. And, you know, like I said, it was adequate. I think you squirmed a little bit more in the chairs there than you do out here in the free world. And, you know, it could have been better, but a lot of things could have been better. I mean, medical could have been better. Education that was available could have been better. But, you know, unfortunately, with shrinking budgets, they're forced to make cuts where they have to. And, you know, I think they just pretty much had to get by with what they possibly could. And like I said, it was adequate, but it wasn't necessarily fun. And I'd like to think that your patients are a little bit more comfortable than I was over those 7.5 years.
I can promise you that they are. I can promise you that. And, hey, we have to go to a commercial break, so can you hang with us?
Certainly.
Okay, hang on. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95, 94.7 FM, WSNY, and we'll be right back.
Looking for for that perfect gift, something different that your friends will love, Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Dentally speaking, is his talk show, Dr. Kavicko. Let's go!
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. Thank you for joining me today. All right, so while we were at break, we had a caller call in. She's on hold, waiting to give the answer to our question of the day. Let me just restate the question. The question is, what is it that prisoners make toothbrushes into? And the choices were A, file, B, shank, C, shiv, or D, chopsticks. And caller, what's your name?
My name is Julie.
All right, Julie. And Julie, what's your guess?
My guess is A, file.
A file? Oh, I'm really sorry. That's not correct. But thanks so much for the call.
All right. I really enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're here with Troy Evans. The reason for the question of the day is because Troy Evans is a former bank robber, and he is now a motivational speaker. And when I saw Troy speak, he brings with him to his speeches several items that prisoners use to accost each other, I guess. Without giving the answer to what they do with the toothbrush, Troy, tell me what some of the other implements are.
Some of the other implements they use as shanks or shivs, as you indicated before, things such as pork chop bones, steak bones. I've seen 16 penny nails driven through a piece of a broom handle, metal objects that are sharpened to a point, just anything along those lines there. They've got 24 hours a day to get ingenious when it comes to that kind of stuff, and it's amazing what they can come up with. And I think I probably just gave away your answer, though, didn't I?
I think you did.
Sorry
that's
about
okay.
That.
Hey, that's okay. Next week you can win flowers from Vice Timber Florist when we have our question of the day. No, no problem. Basically, they take the handle of the toothbrush then, and they shave it down on the concrete floor, I guess, until it's sharp, right?
Until a sharp point, yeah. And then the other end, they wrap in duct tape to use as a handle that fits nicely into the palm of your hand. And, you know, obviously people see those kind of everyday things, and, you know, it's a tool that you use to keep your teeth clean every morning. And, you know, a pork chop bone you see at the plate, on your plate at the end of a meal, you have no idea out here in the free world that those things could actually be used as a weapon to take somebody else's life. But that's exactly what they use them for when it comes to the individuals that are locked up in our prison systems. And actually, what I've heard is a lot of the prisons now go to the little short toothbrushes that are just like 3 or 4 inches long, so those, they aren't the standard size anymore.
Yeah,
they're not able to make weapons out of those type of things.
That's interesting you'd mention that, because I was telling my daughter's boyfriend how I was preparing for this show, and he said, I have an idea. Why don't they make a toothbrush that just fits on your finger?
Exactly.
Like a thimble.
Yeah, and I've seen those as well. But they've gone to great lengths to make sure that they cut those things down to something that can't be turned into a weapon. But you know, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, once something like that is turned into a weapon, and they discover that something that can be used, they'll bury those throughout the recreation yard so they can be dug up months later and years later. And yeah, so. You know, it's the kind of thing where, you know, I said steak bones. You know, there was one Christmas that the warden thought he was doing us a great favor and gave everybody a T-bone steak for their Christmas dinner. Little did he know that they took that bone out of the middle of that steak and decided it could be used as a weapon. And by the time, you know, people were assaulted with those kind of things and that was discontinued, you know, there were literally hundreds of them buried around the prison grounds. So, you know, it's the kind of thing where you give them a little something, and they take advantage of the situation, and by the time that the officials would catch it, it'd be too late. They'd already be rampant, buried all over the place, and they'd show up, you know, months or years later to create damage. So that's why those guys got to stay on top of their game, that's for sure.
Wow, that's amazing. So I hadn't thought of that. Now, here's one I did think of. I'm probably right on this, and the question was, were you allowed to have dental floss? And my guess would be no, because you could strangle somebody or cut their throat, right?
Exactly. Dental floss was not available. In fact, the only time that I had any flossing done was obviously during times with the dentist and or hygienist, where I'd go in for a cleaning, or if, you know, any other work that I would have done, they would, you know, they would floss you. You know, you weren't allowed to handle it yourself. They wouldn't give it to you and turn their back on you, that type of thing. So, you know, and obviously, you know the importance of flossing on a regular basis. So, you know, I think that's one of the things that led to, you know, me saying that, you know, my care wasn't the cream of the crop and what it could be. But, you know, I make up for it now. I religiously floss 3 times a day and brush 3 times a day and that kind of thing. So, I mean, you know, no matter, you know, what I went through or where I was, I just, you know, I'm making up for it now, and I'm making sure I take care of what I do have. And like I'm sure you tell them, it's never too late. If maybe your care hasn't been so good in the past, it's not too late to try to make the best you can with what you got right now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when people come, I tell them, the people come and their mouth is, I had a guy just today, and he was all embarrassed. He wanted to talk to me first, wasn't really ready to make an appointment, although I guess he was in so much pain he was almost in tears, he later told me. He hasn't been in 8 or 9 years because somebody hurt him a while back. He didn't numb up properly. He told me he felt it. They didn't believe him. And if anybody's ever listened to my show more than once, they know that that's not what I do at my office, and we talk about it a lot. Dentistry doesn't have to be that way. But my point is after first they stay away because of fear. Then, after a year or two go by, then it becomes embarrassment. They're embarrassed to come in because now they feel like they're going to get yelled at for not coming in.
Right.
And it just becomes this vicious cycle. And so here's a guy that had less dental care than you did in prison in 9 years. You know, you were in prison 7.5. He hadn't been to a dentist in 9. Nothing. No cleanings.
Right.
Anything. Now, what about toothpicks? Are you allowed to have those? I'm going to guess not also.
No. I don't ever recall a toothpick being available either. You know, those kind of things are luxuries, and prison's all about necessities. And, you know, what you and I might consider a necessity out here in the free world is not necessarily a necessity there. And like, you know, like I said earlier, it's all about dollars and cents. Their budget's cut like they are. I mean, they're looking to trim in every way, shape, and form they possibly can. And, yeah, toothpicks were definitely not something that was on the center of the table for the end of a meal, that's for sure.
Now, that would drive me crazy if I didn't have a toothpick. It would be almost like Chinese torture or something, like putting a hair on somebody's tongue.
Well, I tell you, now that you bring it up, there were times that I had something stuck between my teeth that, you know, I was looking to improvise and use anything I possibly could to get that out of there. That's the kind of thing that would drive me crazy as well. And obviously, if you don't have toothpicks and you don't have dental floss, you're looking for a piece of paper or anything you can get between the teeth and try to get that object out of there. So, you know, it's just a long list of the things that it's just the start of a long list of the things that you don't have in a place like that. And it's, you know, one of those things where, you know, I count my blessings every day that, you know, I have those things at my fingertips and I don't have to, you know, suffer or go through that discomfort. And, you know, people take for granted out here in the free world, you know, just the simple things in life that,
yeah,
you know, we don't stop to think. People talk about stopping to smell the roses and appreciate what you have. And, you know, it's little things like that that are taken away from you that grate on you on a day-to-day basis when you're in a place like that. The things that, you know, we don't stop to think about, dental floss and toothpicks. And
you know that they're there. That's the sad thing. You know there's something that can do this in a split second, and yet you're stuck. We're days
exactly.
Trying to get it out yourself.
Exactly. exactly.
With your tongue.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but on the other hand, now that I'm out of that environment, I'm out here in the free world. I just appreciate the small things, and I just encourage everybody else to do the same.
I mean, toothpicks are almost free; they're so cheap, and yet
that's true.
And yet you didn't have them, and how important it was.
Exactly.
Hey, let's see, we got another minute before we have to go to a break. Let me see. How often did you manage to brush while you were in prison? Did you brush three times a day when you were in? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I tried. The problem was there was real strict rationing of both toothpaste and toothbrushes. I mean, those weren't something that were given out. You couldn't just go get a replacement whenever you wanted one, especially for the individuals. At one point in time in the commissary, they sold toothbrushes, regular name brand toothbrushes that you could go and purchase if you were lucky enough to have money in your commissary account, either through a job at the prison or you had outside family members or friends that would send you money. But once they discontinued that because of those being turned into weapons, it was the kind of thing where once every 3 months you were allowed to go to the laundry facilities, and that's where they handed out a new toothbrush. Or once every, I think it was 6 weeks, you could get a new tube of toothpaste, and we're not talking the big tubes either. So, I mean, you were really forced to kind of ration what you had, and at least a couple of times a day I tried to brush religiously, but, a lot of times it got to the point where you're down towards the end there, you just had to get a lot of rinsing, and you were only able to brush one time a day for, a week or so until it was your turn to get new supplies. So, it was especially hard on the people that are indigent in there that don't have any family or friends that can send them money and put in their commissary account, and they can maybe, upgrade to some of the nicer products. But not all the time did I get to brush as often as I wanted to. But, that's part of the price you pay for breaking the laws of our society. So.
Right. Hey, we do have to go to break. Stay with us if you will. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95. Thank you for joining me. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kavitko. You can also access podcasts of this show by going to dentallyspeaking.com, or you can go to iTunes and search under Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kavitko. So hang tight. We'll be right back with some closing remarks and questions from Troy Evans.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkavitko.com.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su sesión favorita. Sunday 95.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
You make me smile.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for joining me today. Today on the show with me on hold is Troy Evans. Troy is a former bank robber, spent 7.5 years in a federal prison And he freely tells that story because it's a wonderful story. While he was in prison, he obtained 2 degrees through a series of, I think, sometimes good luck and sometimes not. But certainly he worked hard, but the deck was stacked against him. And Troy, it's stacked against people that followed you, right? Didn't they discontinue that program right after you got your degree?
They did, yeah. Actually, the main culprit was Congress had voted away Pell Grants for the incarcerated. So that was solely my means for leading courses via correspondence for the first couple of years. And after that, you know, obviously my only choice was to go after private scholarships, grants, loans, that type of thing. And it was, I spent 6 months, every free minute I had, 18 hours a day sitting at my tiny little prison desk, my tiny little prison cell, filling out applications, writing essays, and you know, all I was getting was rejection. I was a con, a felon. Nobody wanted to take a chance on me. But finally, one association stepped forward and gave me, even though I didn't qualify for the criteria in any way, shape, or form, they were so impressed with what I was trying to do, they gave me a special stipend for one class, and it snowballed to the point where they were funding entire semesters. And like you said, the end result was me walking out those doors of prison with 2 college degrees and being placed on the dean's and president's list. So, it's just about overcoming adversity, adapting to change, pushing yourself to realize your full potential, which is essentially the message that I try to relay to the audience members when I speak.
It's a very powerful story, and I want to personally commend you. I think that prisons are supposed to be where people are rehabilitated, and yet more often than not, there is no program to do that. It's just locking people up, throwing away the key kind of a thing.
Right.
If somebody wanted to reach you, if they wanted to hire you to be a speaker, how would they do that?
Simply my name, TroyEvans.com is my website, TROYEVANS.com, or you can Google Troy Evans. That's the quickest way to find me, and take a look at my site. Obviously, there's program descriptions, testimonials, press, product, all that type of thing can be found on my website. The way we've tried to design that is that any possible question that could come up for a meeting planner or anybody that's interested in any of my products, it obviously can be answered on the website. And all my contact information is there as far as email and office number and that type of thing. So if you're interested, through the website is the best way to get information on me.
Okay, I have time for one more question. You don't mind these questions, do you? You're kind of used to this.
Oh, are you kidding? I start every session telling people that I'm going to open up for questions at the end, and there's one question that I haven't heard, so I'm very comfortable with it.
Okay, well, my question is, when you have your dental treatment in prison, are you handcuffed to the dental chair? Are your legs shackled as well? What's the situation? What's the condition?
You know, it just depends. I personally, there was one time that I was shackled to the chair, and that was only because, and you know this because you heard my entire program, but you know, I was thrown in the hole unjustly for a 6-month period of time, and I did have to have some dental work. And the people who are in the hole or in any kind of disciplinary scenario, you know, they oftentimes are cuffed to either the chair or, you know, and or if it's medical, the bed, that type of thing. So, you know, that is something that they do. You know, there's even individuals who are violent enough that they, you know, all their limbs have to be tied down to have the work done.
Wow.
It can be a pretty crazy scenario, but, you know, for the most part, they're doing that for the individuals that could cause harm to either, you know, the dentist or the assistant or the hygienist or and or themselves. So, unfortunately, there is a need for that.
And then my last question, because I only have time for one, what about pain medicine, say, after an extraction? Is it available to you? Is it banned? Or you just have to suffer in agony while you heal?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of suffering more than anything. You know, obviously things, muscle relaxers, but any kind of sedative or anything that could be construed as a drug in any way, shape, or form, you know, a lot of times when if you're given that stuff following an extraction or something like that, you know, they want to see underneath your tongue afterwards because, you know, these individuals will hide that underneath their tongue and then they'll sell it in the prison yard. So, you know, that stuff's kept very close to the chest, and obviously you're not given a bottle of the pills to take back to your cell. If you need something like that, you have to go into the medical or the dental office and get it administered to you. And, you know, they're very close about making sure that it actually does go down your throat and doesn't end up in somebody else's pocket down the road. So, fortunately, that's the way it is there.
Yeah. Well, hey, I really appreciate the insight. I've been very curious about it. I think my listeners were, too. I know my my producer, he's been shaking his head like, that's interesting. He's given us a big thumbs up here. So,
good.
And,
right.
You know, it's helpful. And for the people that, you know, they take it for granted, and you know what it's like to not have
sure
dental care, not have a toothpick, not have a toothbrush.
Exactly. exactly. Well, and hopefully it'll make people appreciate the care they're receiving from you a little bit more, and also realize that a prison's not a place they want to be. That's just scratching the surface on the inconvenience that takes place in a situation like that.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Hey, next week we're going to have an interview with Dr. George Gatsius, and he is a clinical professor at the University of Colorado Denver College of Dentistry. Be sure to tune in for that, 7:30 every Sunday morning. So, thank you for tuning in. I'm Dr. Kvitko, and this has been Dentally Speaking.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.